the whole song. You played the whole song. Eternal Funk, our theme song here at Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray Lager. It's a pleasure to be your host tonight on Butte Views and Beyond. The rain has stopped and the beautiful, almost full moon rising over Northern California. And I hope for wherever you are, it's a beautiful day or evening because you can catch us anywhere. Streaming at KZFR.org and, of course, on that smartphone app. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's nice to see the days getting a little longer. And, you know, you get up in the morning and it's not dark till 8 o'clock. It's kind of nice. I like this transformation time of year. That was a beautiful time. Butte Views and Beyond is a program that focuses on cultural assets of Northern California, specifically Butte County, but we go beyond, as the signal says. So trying to encourage cultural development, ancestral knowledge, understanding of peoples through culture, entertainment, economic development opportunities that make the cultural assets of your community stand up. And that's what it's all about, because the fact is, if we ain't having fun, what's the point? Dig it. All right, a little bit of preaching there. We want to thank Ken Clark Trio playing our theme song, Eternal Funk. Love that band. Someday maybe we'll see him here out on the left coast. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by your generous contributions and by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunities by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. And to have your event posted on the newsletter, visit email buteartnews@gmail.com. And also by Tires Plus Complete Automotive Repair. The technicians at Tires Plus provide year-round service and maintenance for your vehicle, including scheduled maintenance, oil changes, AC and cooling systems, powder coating, engine repair, along with Michelin and Cooper tires and all types of agricultural tires. At 624 Broadway, Tires Plus Complete Oil Repair can be reached at 530-342-8338 at tiresplus.com. And on Facebook. All right. We're going to play a little more music for you, and then I got a couple of really fascinating interviews that I think you're going to dig. And, you know, as we're coming out of winter and just one heck of a wet month in California in general, it's funny because Southern California got hit way harder than we did. So, yeah, it's been interesting here. So, anyway, everything's blooming, and the high rivers are going down. So got a couple of fun interviews for you as events start to percolate through the community. But first, this tune popped into my feed the other day, and I thought, man, I got to play this on Butte Views and Beyond.
Of the evil that lurks within. The truth is in the eyes, 'cause the eyes don't lie. Amen. Remember,
a smile is just a frown turned upside down, my friend.
So hear me when I'm saying, smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, smiling
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome Tony Marucci to the program today. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Tony is the co-president of the American Association of University Women at the Oroville branch, and she's also a former Oroville High School teacher.
Yes.
Thank you. So you guys have, let's talk about the, we'll talk about the obvious, which is the event you guys have coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, thank you. It's our annual fundraiser, and it's a tea and luncheon that we hold for a program that we sponsor called Tech Trek. And it's one of California AAUW signature programs. And Tech Trek is amazing. It's a summer camp for middle school girls, and it focuses on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And campers get to spend a week at the university campus. They live in the dorms, they eat in the cafeteria, they attend labs and classes, and they learn what it's like to be a college student. And they get to experiment with all kind of different STEM careers through hands-on experiences in classes and workshops and demonstrations that are held by university employees.
Wow, that is so fabulous. And
it's
so
really great.
We're talking, what, 7th, 8th grade?
Yeah, it's 7th. They're nominated by their 7th grade teachers. Mm-hmm. And it's middle school girls, yeah. So 7th grade teachers in either science or math, or their technology teachers. And they fill out an application and apply. And then the branch has, you know, a group that reviews the applications and then conducts interviews and then selects students to participate. And it's not always, you know, the top superstars or the top performers in the classes that get chosen. So it's an opportunity for everyone.
Yeah, that's really great. And I being one of those, I appreciate that. Yeah, because, you know, there's all these different circumstances. And yeah, that's really special. How many students participate?
For the Oroville branch, we generally send five girls.
Mm-hmm.
This year, oh my gosh, we have 11 applications.
Oh, wow.
So far. So that's going to be interesting. So Stream, the charter school, Nelson, St. Thomas, Ishii, and Palermo have all given us students, have nominated students.
That is fantastic. And especially, again, you know, for middle school girls to get to experience that, you know, be away from home, first of all, that's a big deal.
Oh, big deal. Big deal. And, you know, studies have shown that by eighth grade, that's when girls tend to fall out of the STEM, you know, STEM areas.
Right.
And so, yeah, any way that we can help support that.
Yeah. You know. Keep them connected as they stream into adulthood, or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know. But and especially with the challenges of social media and all those things. So that's really important. Now, you were talking about regionally. So are there other schools that are involved in this?
Oh, this
does Chico have?
Yeah, Chico branch, Redding, Yuba City, Marysville, and Gridley. They all choose students from their areas too.
Okay. Okay. So it's going to be a larger group of different regional schools.
And our girls go to UC Davis. So they spend a week at UC Davis. And there's a lot of colleges throughout California that participate.
Mm-hmm. So your girls are going to UC Davis?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And there's also a virtual camp that some participate into because there was a vaccination requirement.
Oh, gotcha.
In the last couple of years. So, you know, that changed. So they offered a virtual camp during COVID, and it's continued on. It's very popular. So last year, I think they had 600 participants in the state in the virtual camp.
Yeah, well, it's a lot more convenient, and it's probably cheaper, and you know, it's easier, especially if you live in a rural environment.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's cool. I mean, you guys are so inclusive. That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
I was curious. How long has this been going on? That Oroville American Association University women have been involved in this program.
Well, the Oroville branch, I think, started sending kids in 2004.
Oh.
So, yeah. So we've been doing it for quite a while.
Yeah, 20 years. That frightens me when I think 2004 is 20 years ago.
And some of the colleges have been throughout California have been participating since 1999.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. What a great program. That's really, really excellent. So the benefit for the tea and lunch, and let's get back to the meat of this, because you're trying to raise money for this program.
Yes, it's $1,100 per student.
Oh, to send kids there? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so your event is on March 9th?
Yes.
And why don't you tell the folks about what they can expect and how to get involved? We can't talk about price, but we can talk about everything else.
Okay. It's very fun. It's really nice. It's a tea with scones, and there's a salad buffet for lunch and some desserts. And we have donation drawings that are available too. And then we'll have a guest speaker. And our guest speaker this year is Jennifer Spangler, who's from the Butte County Office of Education.
I know Jennifer very well.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, she's running the program Arts for Any Given Child.
Yes, we're a part of that grant. Oh, that's that small world here in Butte County, isn't it?
I'm telling you. Yeah, so she'll be talking about the program and how, you know, they've been able to use this initiative for schools in Oroville. And the schools that are participating in Any Given Child are Oroville, Palermo, and Thermalito school districts. Very and it's arts education for K through 8.
K through 8, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. And your event is at the Trinity Presbyterian Church in Oroville?
Yes, Foothill Boulevard.
Yeah, do you have an address by chance?
Yeah, it's 2350.
2350. And what time does the event start?
Starts at 11:30 and goes till about 2:30.
Okay. 11:30, 2:30. And do people just show up or do you have tickets on Facebook or something? Or
you know, we don't have them online or anything, but we'll have tickets at the door. But we do have someone, a contact person for tickets if they'd like to purchase ahead of time. And that's Alma Short, and her email is Alma Short.
Just like it sounds, A-L-M-A-S?
Yes.
O-R-T, Alma Short?
Yes.
Is that a Gmail?
No.
That's all right.
Hang on, I just lost my connection.
And again, this is for the tea and luncheon event sponsored by the American Association of University Women in Oroville to send 5 middle school girls to a STEM camp at UC Davis campus where they actually get to spend the week there, sleep there, and of course there'll be other local schools involved as well. And the event is going to be on March 9th, which is a Sunday, 11:30 to 2:30 in Oroville at the Trinity Presbyterian Church, 2350 Foothill Boulevard. And tickets at the door.
Saturday, March 9th.
Oh, Saturday? It's a Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Saturday, March 9th. I was way off base there.
It's okay.
I'm looking right at March 9th and I just splurted it out Sunday. I don't know why.
And I have that contact information.
Oh, it's perfect. For Alma.
Alma Short at comcast.net.
Okay.
And she has a phone number too.
Oh, what's that?
530.
Mm-hmm.
520-8411.
8411. So you guys have a goal of like $5,500 because that's what's going to cost us. And it's about $1,100 per student. So
fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So come and enjoy a delightful luncheon and tea and hear all about ensuring the arts for any given child.
Yeah, Jennifer Spangler, she does wonderful things at the Office of Education in Butte County. We've been lucky enough to work with her for a number of years. And this is really, you know, this is important stuff. Now, I'm sure there's people thinking out there right now that, you know what, I love this idea, but I can't go. Is there another way I could support? Can they contact someone at your branch to say, hey, I'm just going to send you guys a check to help sponsor this?
Sure. They can. I'd be happy to give my information.
Oh, yeah, please. Okay.
Yeah. It's Tony, T-O-N-I, Marucci, M-O-R-U-C-C-I. And my email is tmarucci@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And my phone number is 530-518-8330.
8330. Yeah, I mean, it's such a wonderful thing. And I mean, you know, it's like, who doesn't want to support that? And especially, you know, different areas of Butte County have different opportunities, let's face it. And,
yes,
you know, southeastern Oroville is, there's not as many opportunities as there are in Chico or in, you know, north, you know, northeast Chico, where you, you know, you have a lot of, let's say, you know, expansive homes. So it's the fact that these kids could get to this level in seventh grade, that's pretty awesome. And these are the kind of things that actually change people's lives.
Yeah. If you go on the Tech Trek website, and there are testimonials from girls that are really inspiring. You know, one of them said the girl, she was very excited. She learned a lot. She loved going to Tech Trek. And then when she finally got into her high school class, she realized that she was, there were only two girls in a class of 30 in her, I think it was calculus. And the other girl was also someone that participated in Tech Trek.
Oh, so, of course. No, it's, yeah, and you know, while we all go through different phases growing up, and while you're in that phase, you know, before they get into high school and things change and it becomes a social, you know, quagmire, you know, it's like, you have to nurture that and instill it in the person, because even if they change, it's going to come back at some point in their young adult life or later in their adolescence. So very
and
cool.
And we did have one girl from Oroville who did participate in Tech Trek and just recently graduated from UC Davis in pre-med.
There you go. Tony Marucci. Great name, Marucci. It goes right back to my New York roots. So if you'd like to, if you just like to make a donation to this cause, you can reach Tony at 530-518-8330. Pretty simple, 518-8330. Or you can email her at Tony T. Marucci, M-O-R-U-C-C-I. You can just say Marucci. That's just fun to say anyway. at yahoo.com. So, and she'll get you squared away. And well, believe it or not, we've already gone through 15 minutes, but I would love to talk again about the organization, American Association of University Women. I know that you guys are all over the place and do wonderful things for the community. So, and especially for young girls to, help be all they can be.
Well, thank you, Ray, for the opportunity. It's been great.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I just got myself a job.
What?
A little bit of war there. Nappy head to keep you going there. Thank you, Tony Marucci, American Association of University Women. Got a great event coming up to help sponsor middle school girls in STEM at the Oroville chapter. Great stuff, great community stuff to keep it going. And speaking of which, I'd like to bring on our next guest.
That's a recording.
I would like to welcome Becky Brown to Butte Views and Beyond. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, Ray.
Becky is the principal superintendent at Inspire School. We were just talking back in 2010. It's amazing how quickly time moves.
Absolutely.
But you've got an event coming up. Let's get right to that.
Right. So our school every year does a big fundraiser that we call the Neverland Ball. And we started this event, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago, and it's really grown. And the need for this event has grown as well. As you can imagine, our students have a big need for scholarships, for help when they go off to college. So our Inspire Foundation helps with those. And we also have kind of an organization within our school called the Angel Network. So students can get help with purchasing yearbooks or dance tickets or just things that they'll need along the way. We also have, and this is really exciting news, it's something that we've been working on for a long time, but we have a capital campaign rolling for our new campus that we're building near Marion Park on the other side of town, and that's scheduled to happen within the next few years. So we need lots of help with that. So the Neverland Ball is a way that our community can attend and give back to our school, because our school does a lot for this community, sending students out well-prepared for college and career. So the event is on April 26th. It's at 6 p.m. at the Sierra Nevada Big Room, and it is a really fun time. We're going to have live music playing. We are going to have student performances. There's a live auction and a silent auction and fabulous food and drinks from Sierra Nevada. So we're excited about that. We want everybody to come.
Well, that sounds fun. And how do people... Tickets, Facebook, or on your website?
Right. So if you go to the Inspire Facebook or Instagram account, you can click the link, or you can go to our website at inspirechico.org and go to the events page and get your tickets there.
Very cool. And again, Inspire has done so much for the youth of our area. I mean, it's just opened up a horizon that wasn't there 14 years ago.
I agree. So I was privileged to start at Inspire as an English teacher the first year that we began. And I happened to be an Inspire teacher, now principal. I was an Inspire parent. I'm currently an Inspire aunt. And daily am amazed by the stories that that our students come away with, that they feel like part of a community. They're civically engaged. They learn a lot in the college and career pathways that they get to choose. And so this is just, it's a great school, a great community. And a lot of our students stay around Chico and, you know, become community contributors. So it's an amazing school.
Yeah, no, it really is. When our youngest was, one of our friends went to Inspire, Monica, and she's in New York now. I mean, it embraces their hearts, really, is what it does.
Absolutely.
And you have to have that to stay in school. Some people it's athletics, some people it's academics, you know, some people it's the social activity and those things. But to have a to have an arts and cultural focus campus, I think is really awesome.
Absolutely. And not a lot of people know about the science side of Inspire as well. So we have an amazing engineering program, environmental science programs. So we have students that do really well on that side of things. And you just don't see it as much because you don't, you know, people go to those big productions and they think of us as an art school. But I would really encourage anyone who wants to hear more about what students experience here to go to our website. There's a testimonials page and hear what students and parents have to say about their time at Inspire.
And is it open to anyone that wants to, that's in the school district, I guess?
Well, it's actually open to anyone. And we have students that come from Paradise, Oroville, Corning. So it's just a regular public high school. You do not have to pay tuition. It's really open to anyone.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that as well. I mean, I didn't. I was thinking, well, I guess you have to go to Chico High to go there or something. But it's just wide open.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. And again, your event is going to be on is that a Friday night, the 26th?
Oh, gosh. I guess I should know that.
Yeah, I should too. I probably should look it up here quick. Let's see. Yeah, Friday the 26th. Does that sound right?
There you go.
That's here in Nevada. Big
fun
room.
Friday night.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be. And honestly, you know, I mean, anything you guys are involved in, it's always a production and it's always wonderful. So. Very, very fun. Tell us a little bit about the Capital campaign. Is that something that's how do you have a timeline on that, or what's that look like?
I am really excited because we have been working on a project to build our own campus. We've been working in connection with Chico Unified School District, mm-hmm. And we have a plan to build on the Canyon View property that Chico Unified owns out near Raleigh Boulevard and Fremont Street. And we've kind of been stalled out on that project, but we have a plan. If a bond goes through in November with Chico Unified, then we will have full funding to build that campus. And that could happen very quickly. So even as early as fall of 2025, if everything goes smoothly, because, you know, we wouldn't have to build at the same time that we're trying to run a school. It's on another property. And we have some modular buildings here that would be moved over there, and then some modular buildings that will be built there as well as stick-built construction. So if all goes well, it could happen very quickly. So we're really excited about the idea of having our own home.
Yeah, that is amazing, to be honest. You know, I'm thinking, you know, five-year project or something, right, just to get the funding, but... And again, there's been a lot of talk about another school on that side of town. That's where the expansion is. Yeah, there's numerous projects besides Merriam Park that's going on, as everybody knows about. So to have Inspire there, that would be pretty awesome.
Right, right. And it also, you know, it benefits Chico Unified as well, because then this space is freed up for Chico High to expand. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, no, that sounds great. That's really exciting. And plus, it's, you know, you're get a little breathing room out there, right?
Absolutely. It's important for us to have our own, you know, our own home and our own identity, because we're not a part of Chico High. And sometimes people think that. So I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, I think, you know, it is confusing, you know, especially if you don't have any kids in school right now. If you have kids in school, maybe you get it, but, you know, it is a little bit confusing. But, well, that's great. And the bond measure, is that something that's on the ballot?
No, not yet. That's still, it hasn't been approved by their board yet. So that's a hope for us, and it's looking good. So we'll have to pay attention. I think that will probably come before their board in May.
In May. Okay. And then like the Neverland Ball, these are, things that actually support some of your programs, like some of your scholarships and
yes,
and those kind of things.
Yeah, goes directly to support kids. And it's fun because, you know, it's just a great night, great food and drink and great entertainment. And it gives you a taste of what our students do because they get to perform as well. But it makes you feel good, you know, to be contributing to something that's so important. And that is students' education.
Yeah. And just and helping to change lives. I mean, really, that's what it all comes down to. It's exciting to see how excited they are, you know.
I always think of that word transformative, that the education that we give students really, you know, to see them blossom from kids who might be a little anxious, might be a little shy, to kids who truly, you know, have a stake in their own education and see a vision for their future. It's an amazing thing to be a part of. So this is just another way that folks from our community can plug in and be a part of this great stuff.
Yeah, it is great. And it affects the rest of their families. It affects their parents. It affects everyone in their lives, their friends. So it's one of these rippling effects that it's not just helping one person, it's helping everybody they're in contact with.
I have a great example of that. Actually, I have a former student, Cesar Mojica, who I don't know if you know, but last year we lost a beloved social studies teacher in a car accident. And as we were kind of reeling from that, I got an email from this former student, Cesar Mojica, who is a social studies teacher who came back to our school to teach. So, you know, talk about a ripple effect of, you know, he's just amazing and he has such an impact on all of his students here. So there's a perfect example of a student, you know, giving back to their community. It's pretty
inspiring. Yeah, it's full circle right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Let's give out the information again about the event, since people might have joined in during the interview. And we'd love to hear about the sellout. And of course, that's at the big room, so you know what you're getting into, right?
Absolutely. It's so much fun. So the Neverland Ball, this is a benefit event for Inspire School of Arts and Sciences. It's Friday, April 26th, 6 p.m., Sierra Nevada Big Room. It'll be entertaining. It'll be so much fun. Food, drinks, live and silent auctions. So we hope everybody can show up and support Inspire.
Yeah, sounds wonderful.
And you can get tickets on our website, inspirechico.org.
All right, perfect. Nice and easy. Take the family, take your kids, get out there and have some.
I should say, you know, yes, take the kids, but only if they're 21 and over, because there will be, it's Sierra Nevada.
So. Oh, yeah, sorry. 21 and over. There you go. Support those kids. That's what I meant to say.
Right.
Support those kids. I'm getting a little carried away. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for taking time tonight to be with us. And best of luck. And let's check in again maybe in the fall. I'd love to learn more about the Capital campaign and a new standalone Inspire High School. Have fun.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Ray. Joy to talk to you.
Thank you.
Pretty exciting. Inspire High School, a standalone. In that new developing area of the off of Bruce Road there, Marion Park. So hey, nice to see you. Best and the best of all the wonderful work and lives that they've changed in the last 15 years or so. So pretty amazing. It's great stuff to see. And I didn't realize that it was had such a STEM hub as well. So Good to know. Let's see. I'm going to go over just a couple of things that kind of go on. This coming weekend is the fifth annual Butte County Museum Weekend, which is sponsored by Explore Butte County. And it basically offers discounts for different museums throughout the area. If you check out explorebuttecounty.com, Museum Weekend, you can... You can see all the cool things that are happening and all the different participating museums and throughout the county. I know that if you've never been to the Pioneer Museum in Oroville, I'm telling you, that's a fun place. It's you pull up and you think it's really tiny, but it's like three levels. It's got a huge basement built into the hillside. So really cool stuff. And of course, we've got numerous wonderful museums throughout the county, including Chico History Museum, of course, Gateway Science Museum, the Gridley Museum, which I've never been to, the Feather River Nature Center. If you've never been down there, it's right next to across from the fish hatchery as you take the bridge out of the circle there at the end of Montgomery. And right before you get on the bridge, you drive down there, and it's beautiful. And there's a beautiful park there, wonderful place to spend the day. Bring the dog, run around, play some frisbee. It's a really, really nice area that most people might not know about. And, of course, it's right next to the Feather River. I mean, it's running right there. The topography and the river is just absolutely outstanding. Of course, we've got our own Museum of Northern California Art Manca right across from Chico High School. Wonderful work they're doing. And Oroville Chinese Temple, the Oroville State Theater, which is actually on it, and the Janet Turner Print Museum, another one on Chico's campuses, and then the Centerville Coleman Museum, which I've never been to either. I've been out there a couple times, but it was closed. So they're all part of Museum Weekend, as well as the Chico Art Center. So if you go to Butte County, or Exploit Butte County, you can get all the skinny on that. And speaking of Manca, they have Jimmy Grant, the Chico's own gypsy jazz performer. He's now down in San Francisco. But if you've never seen Jimmy Grant, fabulous Django Reinhardt-style guitar player. Absolutely a gem. Super nice guy. It's going to be a fundraiser. It's going to be at Manca on Sunday the 25th, 4 to 6 p.m. Go to manca.org to check it out. And there's a number of other things happening throughout Butte County coming up this weekend, as well as the some upcoming shows at Theater on the Ridge. It's going to have POTUS coming up, or Behind Every Great Dumbass Are Seven Women Trying to Keep Him Alive. So sounds like a fun play. And then there's also Amy Winehart, Amy coming up. So check it out. If you'd like to subscribe to the Upstate Community Enhancement Foundation bi-weekly newsletter, just send an email to buteartnews.com or go to friendsof.art and you can sign up for it. Comes to you every couple of weeks, tells you about what's coming. Looks like got a bunch of things coming to Chico Arts Center as well as we kind of move into spring. And, you know, we got the wildflower coming up and all kind of events and festivals. So stay in the know. Get out and take advantage of some of the things we've got here around the county. Oh, Back again, the fabulous Joan Osborne. I love this album. How Sweet It is the album, covering just a bunch of kind of classic, I don't know, late 70s tunes, you know. Does a great version of some of Hendrix tune. Anyway, I'll Be Around, Joan Osborne. Fun, fun stuff. She started it off with Smiling Faces. Then, of course, we had Nappy Head in the middle from War. Another one of my favorite bands from the... It's just in my soul. That music is just part of me. All right, we want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Peanut Butter and Jelly Time coming right up. And I'd like to thank D.A. Lampe Construction for supporting Community Radio this evening. He's a proud supporter of KZFR and Community Radio in Northern California, just like you. More information, visit dalampeconstruction.com. And also by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, backpacking, camping, traveling, and enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 176 East 3rd Street in downtown Chico, serving Chico and the North State since 1975. And man, this is the weekend to get out. We've had some rain. Everything's super green. There's a lot of snow in the hills, so you get these beautiful contrasts. Spoiler alert, though, Highway 70 is closed if you're heading up the mountains. But they'll probably get it cleaned up here in a couple of days. Had a few slides from all that moisture, so... All right, Peanut Butter and Jelly Time coming right up. Thank you. My name's Ray. It's been a pleasure to be part of your evening. See you next time.
peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.